Today is a milestone in the history of the Baltimore Symphony because on this day, 10 years ago, Baltimore Symphony started its presence at the Music Center at Strathmore. And I have in the WBJC studio the current president and CEO of the BSO, Paul Meacham. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Judith.
Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is not the only orchestra to have more than one home, but I think what sets us apart is the fact that we have a year-round presence at another venue. And how has that actually changed the dynamic of the orchestra as an organization?
Well, the idea of a second home really emerged as early as the 90s. Running and maintaining a full-time orchestra in a major city in the United States is no small challenge, and in a city the size of Baltimore, it became increasingly clear to the board in the 90s that Baltimore alone couldn't sustain a year-round full-time orchestra of the quality that we have, and that's led to the desire to find a second market, so to speak. But they wanted to stay in Maryland, and looking at the suburbs of D.C., Montgomery County became the area of choice, and the partnership with Strathmore developed.
The two halls are quite different.
They are, and in a way that really, as we like to say in our business, keeps our artistic chops fresh because the Meyerhoff has a warmer, perhaps a warmer sound than Strathmore. Strathmore, on the other hand, has a brighter, cleaner sound. So when we're going, we perform every program at least once in both venues. And this week, as you know, we're going to be at Strathmore tonight and at the Meyerhoff tomorrow and Saturday. Sometimes we're now doing two programs in a week at Strathmore. And so it really sharpens, I think, the performances because the musicians have to adapt to the different acoustics and the different audiences. I mean, you can't underplay the response of an audience to how the musicians perform.
How does it work logistically? I mean, it's not just picking up and getting on the train with one person. This is a huge organization.
There are no trains involved. It's buses. But it's 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the traffic between Baltimore and Rockville or North Bethesda, where the venue is. And, most times, occasionally the traffic drives us crazy, but most times it's fine. And so the truck for the instruments goes ahead and then the buses leave the Meyerhoff at 6 in the evening and return the musicians to the Meyerhoff after the concert about 11 at night. So it's a long day for the musicians. And, at first it was difficult to adjust to it. But to be honest, the musicians now look at the audiences, and we're selling, great capacity at Strathmore and adding more concerts as a result. They look at the numbers of people that are coming and they realize, this was the right decision.
It really is a great coup, and this is the Baltimore Symphony with their two homes, and they will be performing at the Music Center at Strathmore, marking their 10th anniversary there tonight. This is with a program of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto featuring Garrick Ohlsson, also Respighi's Church Windows and Pines of Rome, all under the direction of their music director, Maron Alsop, and then coming to the Meyerhoff tomorrow and Saturday. More information is on the website at bsomusic.org. I've been speaking to the symphony's president and CEO, Paul Meacham. Always a pleasure, Paul. Thanks so much.
Thank you for inviting me, Judith.